now, Ben Bailey.
Job said, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Job chapter 42 and verse 2. This is a great aspect about the nature of God, great characteristic of the nature of God, that Job had to learn. Job has gone through various trials in the book of Job, and he comes to the conclusion that it's not the trials in and of themselves that define him, but his trust in God during these trials, and especially his trust in the power of God to see him through trials. If we're truly going to grasp the idea of God, we have to get a handle on God's power. And to find God by power in and of itself falls short, for God is the very idea of all power. Think about Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Think of the power inherent in that verse. God spoke, and the world came into being. What power that must have taken. Luke 1, verse 37 says, with God all things are possible. The Scripture clearly teaches that God is the epitome of what power is all about. We use the word omnipotent to describe God, which means His power. He's all-powerful. But when we think about God's omnipotence, how do we see that in a practical relationship? How do we see that and relate that to our responsibility and relationship with God? Just how powerful is God in our lives? When we think about God's omnipotence, realize that God is powerful enough to defeat Satan if we'll let Him. In fact, Scripture clearly teaches Jesus has already defeated Satan. He, Jesus, through death, overcame him who had the power of death, who is the devil, and has released those who all their lifetime were in fear of bondage to death. Jesus has already defeated Satan on the cross, and the Scripture clearly teaches that we can also defeat him. God be thanked that though we were the slaves of sin, yet we obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which we were delivered. Romans 6, verse 17. Here the Scripture clearly teaches that Jesus defeated Satan and we can do the same. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. And so as we think about God's power, realize this. God is powerful enough to defeat Satan in your life if you'll let Him. God is powerful enough to save you from the horrible consequences of sin. In fact, it's God's gospel that has that power. The gospel of God is God's power unto salvation, Paul said. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? It is the power of God unto salvation. James chapter 1, verse 21, we're told to receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save our souls. How powerful is our God? Man, because of his own choices, Romans 5, verse 12, falls into sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3, verse 23. As a result of our sin, we're headed down the road to hell, Ezekiel 18, verse 4. But God, in his power and in his love, makes a way of salvation and extends that power to us to be saved. But you know, God's also powerful enough one day to destroy the world. Did you know the Scripture teaches that there is going to be a final day in which God brings this world to an end? Matthew 24, verses 34 through 36, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, the Scripture teaches that the earth, the universe, and all that's in it is one day going to be burned up with a fervent heat. God, who had the power to speak the world into existence, also one day through that same power will bring it to an end. So how does all that apply to me? If God's power has defeated Satan, if that power is in the gospel, and if that same God who created the world will one day destroy it, I desperately need to access that power before it's too late. Yes, God's all-powerful. Yes, His power has made a way of salvation, but if the power is there and I never tap into it, what good would that be? It'd be like this. It'd be like building a house. and like having electrical wiring all in the house. You put all the fixtures in, you put light bulbs in all the fixtures, and yet you never go out and hook that house up to the power source. You can flip the light back and forth all day, but if you don't tap into the power source, you never get any power. The same is true with Christianity. God is the source of power, but if I never tap into that, I won't be saved. And so desperately, you need to tap into the power of God so that you can be saved. How do you do that? In Acts chapter 2, verse 36 and 37, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? We realize our sin. We've killed our Messiah. What shall we do?" And Peter responded by saying, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." You can receive the power of God and salvation today by being obedient to the gospel. Have you obeyed the gospel? Are you living a life inside of God's power, or are you trying to do it by yourself? Friend, you'll never overcome the sin problem alone. May each of us today realize the power of God and tap into it the way God has taught us through Scripture so that we can be saved.